John Jessop.
We've got live in the studio the Mersey Beatles and welcome, boys. And how are you all gathered round here? Are you all right?
Thanks, John.
Hi, John.
Yes, good. Good to have you here. Tony, we'll talk with you first because I know you're the mouthpiece. You're the Billy from Preston.
I am, yeah.
You had a gig at the weekend.
We did, yeah. It was great to be back on stage, John. It was down in Shrewsbury at the Theatre 7.
Okay. Is that a regular one for you, boys?
Yeah, we played there 2019, now it was.
And right, okay.
It was part of their festival and it was totally sold out and they asked us to come back 4 days later, which is a bit strange for a theatre to do.
Absolutely.
And we sold it out again just 4 days after. So it's one of our favourite
great stuff,
places,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah.
2019 being as regular as it gets.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, we've also got John Lennon and Paul McCartney here in the studio as well, and it's fantastic to have those people there. George is on it, is on somewhere, and Ringo's sucking jelly babies.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But, say no more.
Say no more. No. So, you know, where does this lead you to now, Tony? I know you've got, you're very fortunate to have a contact in America.
Yes.
So, are you jettisoning over there when you can?
Yeah, we've got plans to go over there in September, at the end of September. We've got a 5 or 6 week stint over there.
Yeah. Wow.
From the East Coast to the Midwest to Florida. You know, obviously.
I mean, now is that a normal gig that you normally do with the manager over there?
Yeah, we have this US manager. We play like 3 weeks at a time. Usually, this one has to be extended because we have to catch up with all of the demand from 2020.
Right.
So this is going to be the biggest we've done yet, American wise. But yeah, it's a regular thing, and it's nothing quite like it. It's a privilege, really. You know?
I would imagine so, yeah. I mean, the Beatles did conquer America, didn't they? You know, I wish you well on that. When you come back or before you go in September, are there plans anywhere to do any more gigs?
Yeah, we've got, in fact, our next couple of shows are in Spain at the beginning of July in Barcelona and Palma de Mallorca. Then we go to Bilbao and then we come home and then we've got a show at the Lowther Pavilion in Lytham.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of July, 23rd of July.
Yeah. Right.
And then we've got another local one in Southport. We're doing a full UK tour.
Yeah, you're doing the Atkinson, aren't you?
Yeah, we're doing the Atkinson,
yeah.
On the 4th of September.
It is, yes.
And then Liverpool at the big M&S over there on the 6th of November.
Brilliant, yeah. And then that's the end of the year for the Beatles, is it? Then that's feet up, is it?
No, we're hopefully not going to be feet up, you know, but we've got lots of stuff, as I say, a full UK tour, full US tour.
And, full European by the sound of the Spanish one. Yeah.
We're hoping to get more dates in Spain, Portugal way in December time, obviously.
That's our usual time.
Yeah, that's the usual thing, time we go, just before Christmas.
Right, really. Okay. Yeah.
Obviously, restrictions allowing all that type of thing, you know.
I know, yes. Yeah. We don't want to get depressed, we're here to enjoy ourselves.
Absolutely.
So, four songs?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I mean, they're only short, aren't they? 1.5 minutes if you're lucky.
That's
with a great B-side as well.
Oh, absolutely. Always the great B-side.
That's right, yeah.
The music you know, the city you love. This is Liverpool Live.
Favourite Beatles song? Start with you, John.
Oh, impossible.
Oh, he's going to sit in the fence. Paul, we'll come to you.
Strawberry Fields Forever.
Strawberry Fields Forever. 1967, double A-side?
Yeah.
With
Penny Lane.
The
other favourite...
I'll go with She Loves You. She Loves You because just the energy of the whole song is just...
Okay, Tony?
I just love the second half of Abbey Road.
Yeah, with all the funny parts.
Like from songs, you know, honestly.
She came in through the bathroom window and...
She certainly did.
We got to play the whole album, didn't we?
Yeah.
19
And the end.
That's right.
Yeah, the end.
Yeah. We actually got to do the whole Abbey Road album.
Wow, did you?
Yeah, we've done that on our UK tour 2 years ago. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It was amazing. Wow. Amazing.
Is that in a sort of a collectiveness, your favourite Beatles album?
Oh, no. My favourite Beatles album is the White Album and followed closely by Please Please Me. I'd say that those two, because they're so different.
Absolutely, they are. Yeah. They're all so different. Yes, absolutely.
Revolver. Yeah. It's a great
Revolver
song.
For you. Yeah. Klaus Voormann did the cover.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah,
absolutely. What an amazing artist.
They were so artistic because they were all art school boys.
Of course, they were.
Yeah. The album covers were just as kind of artistic as the music.
Yeah, he was in the same college. Well, he was in one part of the world, and Roger Deans was in the other part of the world. Right. He did all the Yes ones.
Oh, wow. There you go. Right.
You know, brilliant, absolutely superb. Yeah. You know. But this is a good one for you, this Paul. You like the White Album. Favourite track off the White Album is a double. The original White Album, when it came out on vinyl, you had four A4 pictures of the Beatles.
That's right.
And a lot of people, you know what they did? Took them out the album and sellotaped them to each side of the actual album.
Really?
Yeah, and it knocked the value down by at least 90%.
No,
what a mistake.
Yeah. Yes.
My favourites from the album again. Mainly John Tracks. I love. Piggies.
Someone's giving it away, John. You might like Piggies.
Dear Prudence.
I love Piggies. I love Piggies. Yeah.
I love Dear Prudence. I love Cry Baby Cry. From Paul, I love.
I will,
my dear. I will.
Yeah. I mean,
hang on, I've got Rocky Raccoon on my shoulder here as well. And While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Yeah, yeah. Blues. Yeah. Oh, and then
can't do that.
There
was George's name.
The music you know, the city you love. This is Liverpool Live.
What was the one song that really bugged you? You wished you'd written.
Oh, I remember the answer. Yeah.
And the answer was
it's Billy Joel.
Agadoo,
Just the Way You Are. I think I saw this on Chris Evans. Yeah.
The answer was.
Was it not Agadoo by Black Lace? No.
You know that's a typical John Lennon answer, isn't it? The answer was. God Only Knows.
Oh, of course,
The Beach Boys. Brian Wilson was like one of his all-time heroes.
That's right, he's got two. Well, obviously. That inspired Sergeant Pepper's.
Absolutely. Thing,
Brian Wilson went crazy trying to beat that.
I know,
The music you know, the city you love. This is Liverpool Live.
The Mersey Beatles are live with me in the studio. We've got John, Paul, and Billy from Preston. Tony Cook, it's going well, Tony, isn't it?
It is, yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah. Thanks for having us in today, John.
You're very welcome. You know, when you did your Shrewsbury gig at the weekend, did you need much rehearsal for that?
We did one rehearsal.
You did one rehearsal?
We're not supposed to say this because our UK tour manager, John Rhodes, shouted at me for sitting on stage. But we couldn't get together before that, you know. So the day before, we went to St. Peter's Church Hall where John met Paul.
Yeah.
It wasn't a publicity stunt. It's a place where we can get
much,
the hall, you know.
Yeah, much.
And there was a really nice video made by John put up on Facebook, and everybody seemed to like the idea. And really, it was like riding a bike. We got together, and straight from the first note, we were just back into it. Refreshing, and we were
brilliant, man.
Play music again.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be silly to ask a question, but I'll ask you anyway. Have you missed it?
Absolutely.
You can't even imagine, you know, how much you miss the thrill of just going on that stage and singing and playing. People, live audience, you know, you can play at home all you like, but when you get
Did you always want to be in the Beatles, Paul?
I'm a massive Beatles fan, always have been, you know what I mean, and that's the reason I picked up a guitar,
right?
And we wrote our own songs and everything for a while, and I had a covers band, but this playing Beatles music is what gave me the most pleasure,
you know? What about you, John?
Absolutely. Like Steve said there, we tried the original stuff, we didn't get anywhere with that, and this is the second best job. The best job in the world would be to be playing your own songs around the world, but this is by far the second best job in the world.
Brilliant. I don't have to ask you, Tony, because I know the answer. You know, it's just you just enjoy life, don't you, mate?
Yeah, I'm just a musical prostitute, John.
That's right.
Freddie Mercury
wasn't that what Freddie said on the Live Aid?
He did, indeed.
Excuse me, just before we start, do you think you could just flick that switch? We're on now.
Live.
When they came on to Live Aid, he just stopped the audience. He just, could you think you could just flick that switch there, please, to one of the back room? You know, and then they went, right, we're ready now, aren't we? Fabulous. What an afternoon.
What a performance that was.
Yeah.
The music you know, the city you love. This is Liverpool Live.
Well, I bet you have a great laugh on stage, you know, because the Beatles were a fun band to be on stage, you know.
We decided early on was no script, you know.
You can't do a script when you're the Beatles.
Wing it, you know, and interact with the audience and have a laugh,
Each night's different. There's no sort, like you say, no script. There's no sort of, we do this then, we do that then. Yeah. Obviously, the set
I was going to say, is the set list virtually the same?
If somebody shouts out a song and we feel like playing it, we just will, you know, sometimes. We got into trouble with our European.
I mean, like, you know, do you come on stage, and I'll ask the three of you here, do you come on stage and you always come on to the same song, and you always end up at the last one?
Kind of. You have a few you can start with. One Hold Your Hands, one you can start with. Love Me Do is one you can start with.
No, yeah, and do you always end up with Hey Jude?
Mostly, yes.
Mostly, yes.
You're giving the show away now.
Was it New York, New York? But it must be hard for you, because do you do like a Q&A with the audience, especially when you go into the Atkinson in Southport, Tony? I mean, you're so close to the audience there, aren't you?
Right, okay. Like
that, you know, you're in the round there.
Yeah, I mean, when we go to America, we do a thing called meet and greet, so that before the show, the audience have got a chance to ask the band questions,
right, okay.
You know, like, have you ever met Paul? Has he ever appeared on one of your shows? Things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So that we
is that your real
that.
Hair?
Is that your real hair?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Like that. It is mine.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we've done that like over the years. I think that's the only way we can do the Q&A thing,
right.
When we do like the meet and greets before or after a show or something like that.
Yeah, but like Steve was saying, if the audience shouts something out, you know, we don't just ignore it. We'll have a go.
Yeah.
And if it's sort of fitting in with the set and stuff, we'll have a go on it.
Yeah, yeah. And what about the length of the show?
Usually it's 2 hours. It's an hour and a break and another hour. But at the moment, there's no breaks in these socially distanced shows, so we're doing 90 minutes straight through.
Right, okay.
That's costume changing.
I was going to say, you know, you're climbing in 1967 to Sergeant Pepper's, and then,
absolutely.
Well, if Georgia was here, I'd ask him where he got his big hat from, you know, because I can't get one of them anywhere.
He's got one.
We do it in sort of chronological order, so we'll come out in like the black suits from the and then we'll change. This is the usual show. We'll change into something like the Shea Stadium jackets. Then in the second half, we'll come on in Sergeant Pepper.
Yes.
And halfway through, we'll change into like Abbey Road, stroke later years.
That's what we're going to be doing when we come back on tour, basically.
At the end of the year,
like I remember. Yeah. Especially in Liverpool, our big homecoming show.
Oh, absolutely.
Once everything lifts.
So who's the woman you have in bed with, Tony, when you do Imagine, you know, on the big white piano, you know, and the bed's in the corner?
Yeah, that's my future ex.
Okay.
Japanese artist, but...
She's in a bag now, though.
Yes. One more song to go, boys. We've got the Mersey Beatles. It's been an absolute, wow here, you know. And never mind going to the hall where they used to play. If you want to could come and do a little bit of a practice here for 45 minutes, come in here.
Oh, right.
You know,
yeah,
just come in here. You know, we'll have some of that again.
Definitely, John.
So, final one, boys.
We'll do
One to Hold Your Hand,
No, thanks very much. No, you're a bit sweaty at the moment.
I am, actually. You're right. It's quite clammy in here.
It's clammy up here.
It's all right. Just sanitised it.
All right, yes.
I'm negative.
Okay, for the final time, gang, this is Liverpool Live from the penthouse. We are live with the Mersey Beatles and I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Judy.
something. I think you'll understand when I say that something.
Boys, absolutely. John, Paul, Tony, thanks very much.
Thank
indeed.
You.
Brilliant. Thanks very
Cheers
much indeed. And also a big thanks to my technical boy behind me who did all the hard work there. He's just come back from an outside gig. So big thanks to Roy for that.
Thanks,
all together, peeping it all together for us. Cheers, buddy. Thank you very much indeed.
Problem.
Brilliant. So anytime, as I say, boys, never mind going to these church halls. with, you know, you want to come and rehearsal? There's a 45-minute spot here. No problem at all there, Roy, is there?
No.
Not a problem in the world.
Well,
you know.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. Yeah, okay.
Thanks, John.
And great gigs on the way, and best of luck over in Spain. Let's hope they take you off in Portugal, give you more work, and I'm hoping to see you at the 4th of September at the Atkinson.
Brilliant.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
But you know where we are, boys. It's been absolutely superb.
Thanks again
really
for having us.
All right.
Cheers.
Take
Thanks,
care
John.
Now. Thanks
Cheers,
very much.
Thanks.
Cheers, Roy, as well. Thank you for your help. There we go. They've been the Mersey Beatles, and this is the Double J taking you right the way through until 4 o'clock. We've got the 305 Club coming very, very soon.
The music you know, the city you love. This is Liverpool Live.